Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's February 9th, 2015, and let's get straight into our news tonight. Now, regardless what your faith is or lack thereof, I'm pretty sure you have an inkling that you want to be a good, productive citizen. But if you are a Christian, does your faith mean blanket submission to government? We have the article, Church Asks Followers to Submit to Government, Call 911 on Suspicious Neighbors. According to an anonymous visitor to the Gold Creek Community Church in Mill Creek, Washington, who provided exclusive photos to InfoWars, attendees were ordered to submit to the state without question. They had police worship today, and last week was military worship, where they played clips of American Sniper, the source said. They were telling people to basically worship the government and worship police no matter what. No mention of police brutality, no mention of the Stingray systems grabbing our data here in the Seattle area. Near the end of the sermon, members of the congregation were asked to raise their right hands and make a pledge, which included to promise to call 911 on suspicious neighbors. Now let's take a look at some of these promises, these pledges that they want you to take. We have the graphic on the InfoWars.com site. It says, I pledge to do my best to follow the law. I pledge to thank a police officer or deputy for their service. I pledge to call 911 if I see someone suspicious in my neighborhood. I pledge to watch the back of our officers as they fulfill their duties. And I pledge to pray for the safety of all members of law enforcement. So, you know, I'll give this church as much credit as I possibly can, the benefit of the doubt. But before I give my official analysis on this, let's take this brief look at a flashback, if you will, the clergy response teams.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last.
Now, as the gentleman points out, yes, there is Romans 13 in the Bible, but there are also a few key Bible verses or just Bible stories that you should know in case somebody says, yes, you have to submit to every order from the government. Let's talk briefly about the story of King David. You know, back in the good old days when the kings actually went out to war with their soldiers, they don't do that anymore. They sit around playing golf and basketball and all that. But back in the day, you know, you see movies like 300, which isn't the most historically accurate movie, but the king would go out there with his guys to do battle. But the story of King David is he stayed behind, sent his troops out, and while they were away, he stayed to play, was committing adultery, and then sent his soldiers out to the front line, or a soldier out to the front line, to die in battle. So, you know, even though he was God's chosen, the king of Israel, he wasn't doing everything that God wanted him to do. King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar built this big golden statue to himself. He had his subjects come and lay down and worship the statue. There were some who said, no, I'm not going to bow down and worship this image of you because I worship God on high. They were punished for their activities, but God saved them for denying the will of the king Nebuchadnezzar. And also, of course, Jesus Christ, you may have heard of him. He was out preaching the gospel, which was outlawed by the government of the time. So, which is to say, if he followed the laws of the land, he never would have preached the gospel. We wouldn't have what we now know today as Christianity. Those are just a few examples of people who rebelled against the governments of the time. Yes, if you have a good, just, God-fearing government, yes, you know, try your best to work with them if you have an emergency situation. But that doesn't mean you lie down and just blanketly do anything they asked you to. And this is a very good story to lead into our next one, lawsuit. Cops put a bag over a woman's head, strap it to a chair, and choke her to draw blood for a DUI test.
What country is this? What country is this?
Holding down and forcing someone to submit to this is really intrusive in terms of that level of invasive procedure into somebody's body is ridiculous for investigating a misdemeanor.
Intrusive, certainly. Invasive, you bet. But legal, yes, say authorities, even though the law supposedly gives you a choice.
A woman is suing a host of parties after it emerged that cops in Austin, Texas, forcibly took her blood for a DUI test in a scene that sounds something more like it would occur at a Guantanamo Bay prison camp. Caroline Calloway was arrested by police officers after she refused to take a breath test during a routine traffic stop. Caroline Calloway was arrested by police officers after she refused to take a breath test during a routine traffic stop. Ms. Calloway was taken directly to the Travis County Jail, where shocking events unfolded. Calloway's attorney told reporters with Courthouse News that despite only passive and verbal resistance, she was given a, was taken, excuse me, to a small padded room where she was surrounded by police officers and strapped into a chair with her legs, wrists, and shoulders restrained. Calloway, who had informed police officers that she suffers from anxiety disorder, uses medication for the ailment, then began involuntarily trembling from anxiety and fear. This prompted the cops to put a bag, known as a transport hood, over her head and deprive her of her senses, and some backwards notion that it would have a calming effect. So basically, they strapped this woman down against her will, took something from inside of her body, and, you know, don't want to put any words in somebody's mouth, but this is not something that I'd really want to submit to as far as government action. So, you know, submit to some things, question other things, but just don't have a blanket lay down kind of deal, especially if you're not sure exactly what the person has in mind. Now we'll move on to something different. You talk a lot about people losing their jobs in this country and all over the world thanks to AI. And something out of a sci-fi movie, you know, you see the old sci-fi movies where the only jobs left in the world are people working on robots that will replace them in the real job market. And that's exactly what's happening in Japan. Robots will staff Japanese hotel. Developed at Osaka University, the eerily human-like robots are known as actroids, most looking like young Japanese women. They can speak several languages and move their eyes to correspond with yours, a feature that could be pretty disturbing. The hotel will be located at Houston Bosch Theme Park near Nagasaki. Rooms will start at $60 a night. I'm actually pretty surprised that the rooms are so cheap. But, you know, this is the whole AI thing that we see more and more. You know, they get rid of Blockbuster. They replace it with Redbox. And now they have these humanoid robots taking you in at the hotels, checking you and taking your bags up to your room. And, hey, maybe some people are into that. But, you know, I just see more people out of a job. You know, like I said, the only jobs that are going to be left are working on these robots. And talking more about this AI and this artificial intelligence, Samsung admits private conversations are being sent to internet servers. In responding to privacy concerns over their smart TVs recording private conversations and sending them to third parties, Samsung admitted that voice data is sent to a server during the process. The controversy stems from Samsung's global privacy policy, which advises users to please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through the use of voice recognition. And I love how they just come out here and tell you that, you know, if you have some private conversation inside your home, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have private conversations inside their home, sensitive information that they don't want the world at large or some big gobby corporation to snatch up, you know, but they at least tell you this. And it's not just in your smart TVs, it's in your phones, it's in your laptops, and it's in all your technologies, these back doors these people use to, you know, whether it's to sell you a new product or just find out what you're doing inside your home. These people are doing this. It's not some conspiracy theory. It's right here in black and white. And going from the black and white to the green, HSBC files show Swiss bank helped clients dodge taxes and hide millions. HSBC's Swiss banking arm helped wealthy customers dodge taxes and conceal millions of dollars of assets, doling out bundles of untraceable cash and advising clients on how to circumvent domestic tax authorities, according to a huge cache of leaked secret bank account files. The HSBC files, which cover the period from 2005 to 2007, amount to the biggest banking leak in history, shedding light on some 30,000 accounts holding almost $120 billion of assets. The revelation will amplify calls for crackdowns on offshore tax havens. So this is what happens. A lot of your big boys, your billionaire boys clubs, they go to the Swiss and they say, hey, can you stash my cash? And not only are they stashing their cash there, but they're also being let in with the secrets to hide the money, to get fresh money, to pretty much launder money, basically. And that's what's going on. But you know, if you don't keep your tax receipts for 5 years, they'll come down on you and try to put you into prison. So this is just how they get away with it. And we'll end tonight with this. We'll talk about 42 admitted false flags. And obviously, we can't go through the entire list. It's quite exhaustive, but you can find it all on Infowars.com. But we'll go through a few here tonight. Let's start with number one. Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train track in 1931 and falsely blamed it on China in order to justify an invasion of Manchuria. We'll go to number two. A major with the Nazi SS admitted at the Nuremberg trials that under orders from the chief of the Gestapo, he and some other Nazi operators faked attacks on their own people and resources, which they blamed on the Poles to justify the invasion of Poland. So we'll start off, you know, a lot of people want to talk about false flags in this country, things like the Gulf of Tonkin, which is also mentioned in here. But it also happens in other parts of the world. It's not something that we invented. You know, we run guns to Mexico with Operation Fast and Furious. We have Iran-Contra, several other things as well. But it goes on all over the world. Let's jump to number 8 and talk about some things happening in this country. The CIA admits that it hired Iranians in the 1950s to pose as communists and stage bombings in Iran in order to turn the country against its democratically elected prime minister. Some actions carried out by the U.S. government. Let's slide down to, let's say, number 18. A U.S. congressional committee admitted that as part of its COINTELPRO campaign, that's counterintelligence program, the FBI had used many provocateurs in the 1950s through the 1970s to carry out violent acts and falsely blame them on political activists. And that does continue here today. We saw, a couple weeks ago, they came out with that article, that document detailing how George Soros, which, you know, he's not official member of the U.S. government, but he's funding operations like we see in Ferguson, Missouri, some of the unrest there. And there is plenty of grassroots protest in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. But you also have these provocateurs, these paid agents, these guys paid to just go in there and stir up stuff. Let's go back to the article. Let's slide down to number 26. According to the Washington Post, Indonesian police admit that the Indonesian military killed American teachers in Papua in 2002 and blamed the murders on separatists in order to get that group listed as a terrorist organization. And it goes on from there. Like I said, it goes all the way down to 42. You have, of course, the number 36 is one of my favorites. At the G20 protest in London back in 2009, a British member of the parliament saw plainclothes police officers attempting to incite a riot, to incite violence in the crowd. And you can find the full list on Infowars.com. Now stay tuned, because after this break, Paul Watson asked the question, is a recent satanic ceremony just a hoax? And also, David Knight has a full report on what you need to know before you go get vaccinated. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com. Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Incredibly disturbing video, which went viral over the weekend, shows two British children describing how they were allegedly forced to take part in satanic ceremonies, which included sexual abuse and the ritualistic murder of babies.
And what happens in the church?
And we do baby sacrifice and eat the baby.
What do you mean sacrifice and eat the baby?
So we kill the baby and eat it and drink the blood from it.
Is that true, Gabriel?
Yes. And we dance with the skulls.
You what?
We dance with the skulls in the church.
What skulls?
Skulls of the baby.
Despite the fact that this whole story is almost certainly a hoax, the video attracted over 1,000 comments on Reddit and is approaching 200,000 views on YouTube. The children, whose identities I've blurred out, claim that they were sexually abused by school teachers, police and others in an area of London before being forced by their father to partake in occult rituals during which babies were decapitated and then eaten.
The skulls of the baby.
You dance with the baby skulls? And who kills the babies?
Papa, me, Elisa.
Who kills the babies?
Papa.
And what, he gets you to help him?
Yes.
Shoot.
So he tells us to hold the hand with a knife, and then he holds his hand on our hand, so then he cuts the baby's head off. And then he puts it upside down, and then we drain the blood.
And then what do they do?
And then we drink it, and then we drink
An accompanying text document contains the names, addresses and phone numbers of dozens of people allegedly involved in the satanic cult. In addition, 19 other videos feature the same children describing horrific accounts of the alleged abuse in intimate detail, including distinguishing features of their attackers. The mother, who was reportedly one of the people responsible for uploading the videos, claims that the two children were taken into social services custody, where they apparently remain months later. Respondents to the video assert that the children appear to have been coached on what to say. Others say the stories are merely based on movies the children watched. Another theory is that the kids were forced to lie in order to demonize their father so the mother could win a custody battle. God only hopes that this is a hoax. But unfortunately, there are innumerable other allegations of children being abducted by members of the establishment, sexually abused and forced to partake in occult rituals. The Westminster paedophile scandal, which has still not been properly investigated, is characterised by shocking accusations of how MPs allegedly abducted, raped, strangled and killed young boys. Victims of Jimmy Savile, the former children's entertainer with powerful friends in the British establishment, who was exposed as a paedophile after his death, also allege his involvement in occult rituals during which Savile and other hooded figures chanted "Hail Satan" before raping young girls. Virtually every major sex ring scandal in the world has featured allegations of top politicians, judges, police officers, entertainers and other elitists being linked to child abuse. The recent Rotherham rape scandal also revealed the chilling extent to which local authorities will go to cover up child abuse, in that case under the pretext of political correctness. Whatever the truth behind this shocking video, and it's almost certainly a hoax, it's taken the internet by storm and led to innumerable lurid claims, which is why some official body really needs to publicly address the issue in order to clarify the matter. I'm Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is for all the people who say the science on vaccines is settled, and if you don't get one, we're going to force you. This is about a measles outbreak that you haven't heard about, but you need to, because it flies in the face of all the statistics and information you're being given by the CDC and the media.
In New York, in 2011, a 22-year-old woman who had been vaccinated twice not only got sick with the measles, but she transmitted it to four other people. Furthermore, half of the people who caught it from her had been vaccinated twice themselves. The other half didn't have vaccine records, but they had signs in their blood that they had been vaccinated. Now, this woman had 88 contacts, and the CDC feverishly searched for all of them and found that no one other than those four had contracted the disease.
And this New York 2011 outbreak, the MMR vaccine didn't provide 99% protection to the vaccinated. All of the victims of the measles outbreak had been vaccinated.
In this Disney outbreak, the California Department of Health is still saying two doses of measles-containing MMR vaccine are more than 99% effective in preventing measles. Even in this article from Science Magazine, talking about a fully vaccinated patient who transmitted the disease to four other vaccinated patients, they still can't help but repeat the 99% effective line that were being sold by the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry. They said this was a rare vaccine failure, and they point out that you're not supposed to be contagious if injected with MMR. But the 2011 New York outbreak proved that vaccinated individuals can transmit measles. The CDC says that New York has a 90% vaccination rate. If we go with the CDC average, that would mean that 9 people who were exposed to the vaccinated carrier were unvaccinated, yet didn't catch it. But wait, the CDC tells us that 90% of unvaccinated people who come in contact with measles will get it. No unvaccinated people got the measles in this New York outbreak.
So is the pharmaceutical industry and the CDC, are they overstating the efficacy of the vaccine? Well, as a matter of fact, two virologists who worked for Merck claimed that they were doing exactly that.
Two virologists who worked for Merck, the largest manufacturer of MMR vaccines, accused the corporation of falsifying tests to overstate the vaccine's efficacy. They claimed that they witnessed firsthand the improper testing and data falsification that Merck engaged in to artificially inflate the vaccine's efficacy findings. And they said that that scheme caused the United States government to pay hundreds of millions of dollars for a vaccine that doesn't provide adequate immunization.
So, are Big Pharma and the CDC lying to people? Are they overstating the efficacy of the vaccine? Are they telling you that you're protected, 99% protected, when in fact you aren't?
They allege that Merck added animal antibodies to blood samples to achieve more favorable test results, although they knew that the human immune system would never produce such antibodies, and that the antibodies created a laboratory testing scenario that, quote, did not in any way correspond to, correlate with, or represent real life.
So the FDA didn't look into this matter. They were satisfied with Merck's answer. Are we surprised that regulatory agencies and the government would be captured by those that they're supposed to watch? Of course, the DOJ did not look at it either. They haven't looked at quite a few things lately, have they?
When the CDC buys $4 billion worth of vaccines in 2014 alone, and then sells these as well, does that kind of conflict of interest bother you?
But it's not just this measles outbreak in 2011 in New York that the media doesn't want to talk about, strangely. There's another epidemic they don't want to talk about either, autism.
In the 1970s and 1980s, only about one out of every 2,000 children had autism. Last year, it was one in 68. That's a 2,900% increase, a 30% increase in just the last 2 years.
Correlation is not causation, but there is a very strong correlation to the increased use of vaccines and the rise of autism.
And if you look at autism in the Amish community, where they don't vaccinate, as one reporter did 10 years ago when the national rate at that time was just 1 in 150, in the Amish community, there were only 3 children with autism. One of those 3 children was a child that was adopted from China and had received all of her vaccinations in one day. The second child was perfectly normal before getting the vaccine, but exhibited autism symptoms immediately after vaccination, and of course the autism has never gone away. There was no information about the third child and vaccines. On the other hand, the highest rate of autism in the country is in Utah, where the Mormon church leadership has actively partnered with Bill Gates to vaccinate hundreds of thousands, both domestically and abroad.
So we have 2 communities, one where vaccines are essentially shunned, and we see that autism is so rare that it's virtually non-existent, as it used to be in the United States. But another community, where it is actively pushed by the leadership, we see that they have an even higher rate than the exploding autism rate in this country. And we have 2 outbreaks. One that exposes the ineffectiveness of vaccines is ignored by the media, while another one is used to blame the unvaccinated persons who catch it for the ineffectiveness of the vaccine.
Look at the hatred and the scapegoating that's being promoted by the media. Forbes says, measles can kill and we should sue parents who don't vaccinate. And on the left, Slate says parents who don't vaccinate their kids should not only be sued, but criminally charged. The New York Times calls the outbreak unnecessary and says that opposition to vaccines is lunacy. And we're told that the anti-vaccine movement caused this Mickey Mouse measles outbreak and it was the worst in 20 years. Well, you know, about 25 years ago, approximately 18,000 people were getting the measles each year. Yes, it can kill, but it's extremely rare. In the 1960s, before the measles vaccine, there were about 4 million measles cases each year with about 400 deaths. Those deaths are a tragedy, but how many diseases have a 99.99% chance you won't die? Now, after 25 years of vaccines, the mortality rate increased by 10 to 20 times, but it was still less than half the number of deaths from insect bites and stings. With such a low mortality rate, why would this justify a medical tyranny of forced injections without consent, without information about the risks?
The pharmaceutical industry that owns the media, that funds them with their continuous commercials, are pushing vaccines everywhere for every kind of condition, and now they want to make them mandatory. Just as people wanted health care and we got mandatory insurance, that isn't necessarily going to pay for your health care, but you're going to get it at an inflated rate. Understand that if you accept this mandatory vaccination without your informed consent, that when we do have a life-threatening disease, and measles is not it, but when we do have something like Ebola come to this country, they are going to be pushing a vaccine on you, and you're going to be the human guinea pig, and they're not even going to pretend that they've tested it. But they will make billions of dollars selling it to the government that forces you to take it. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Well, that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News. Be sure to stop by PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all of it right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win.
the ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.